Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
So you know what happens, Teague? Listen, you know, you're married. You know the deal. Usually when you win some money, you take care of mama, right?
Yeah.
Which I did. It was just our 10th anniversary. But things are going well, so I said, I'm taking care of daddy.
You got like three carrots in there?
About two and a half, a little nugget. I had to call my guy down to the Diamond Strip. I said, Herb, what do you got for me, man? Give me your best piece of ice. I got to get rolling. All right, so last, I told you, every time I have a winning week, we add a new prop, hence the earring. And yeah, I haven't worn an earring since college, maybe 2 years after college, but it's been a long time. All right, last week, 6-4 winners. This season, 28-21 and one, which is 57%. You'll take it, an all-time 399, 29, and 28. That's a lot of picks. That's a healthy 55-plus percent. I got to ask the question, do we have a sponsor yet? Did I stutter? Do we have a sponsor yet, Barber? I need to know the answer to that, Teak. Do we have a sponsor?
Not yet.
Okay, well, listen. As I told you the first week, and I'm going to tell you every week, before, and we're getting close to this now.
Gets more expensive.
You're not going to be able to afford it, because the more I win, the more you lose if you're thinking about hopping in and actually getting behind this awesome segment and sponsoring it. So, and you should, because the winners flow. And hopefully they start flowing with this first win. Pitt, all right, I'm going to go Pitt. They're getting 13.5 points against D-Cells Miami. What happened to the U? Upside down. Miami's not ready for primetime. We knew that. What else do we know about Miami? We also know that historically, the Canes tend to fall a little flat after a big game, win or lose on the big stage. They start feeling that Miami love. Oh, Miami, we're back, we're back. Michael Irvin, we're back. Warren Sapp, we're back. You're not back. You have a quarterback that can't throw against good teams, so you're not back. So what I anticipate is that Pitt, I'm taking the 13.5 points. I love it. It's almost two touchdowns. Think about this, Teague. They had a one-point loss to a better-than-expected North Carolina State team, number one. They lost last week, and I had Boston College plus 6, if you recall. They lost by 1 point at Boston College. They've had a couple of heartbreakers here. They're 3-2. They're certainly competent. I think on some levels, they're more than formidable. You know, listen, I think there's just a little early malaise that kind of infiltrates Miami. And I think that not that they won't recover and win. They probably will win. I'll take the 13 and the hook. Give me the Pitt Panthers win number one of the week. I like Pitt. All right. Get them up. Imagine if this guy showed up to West Point. Imagine if somebody showed up to West Point looking like I look like right now. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, Colonel. I'm here for work. I'm here for duty. Well, that's not going to happen. But I am going to ride. And you listen to this segment, you know my affinity for Army. I went to Marist, not far, Hudson Valley, the Black Knights of the Hudson Valley. Army's also a pretty damn good football team. And they have been for the last couple of years. They're playing at UT San Antonio. And they're not terrible. They're 3-2. I don't even know what their nickname. I think their colors are blue and orange. I don't even know their nickname. I know almost every nickname. I don't even know their nickname. But Army is 4-1, and Army's laying 7.5. Now, they played them last year. They whacked them 31-13. Army's a team that now, you know, they're never going to out-athlete you. They're always going to out-scheme you. But what has happened, Tiki, and I know that you see this with your football eyes, they've gotten better athletes to match the scheme. Like, I don't know how they're bringing some of these players in. Scheme's always been there. But if you have scheme and you have no athletes, you can't win. But the scheme remains there. And I feel like they've upped their athleticism. I'm going to take Army. I'm going to lay the 7.5. And I'm going to take Army to straight up win, obviously, and win going away and do what they did last year when they won 31-13. Give me the Black Knights. Boom. Bring it up. Where is it? Yes, Army. Clemson. I haven't taken many unders. I've taken a few overs. Clemson's at Georgia Tech. Now, the over-under is 63.5. What am I going to do? Teak, what do you think I'm going to do here? Over, under, Clemson, Georgia Tech. We know what happened Clemson last week.
You got to go over, right?
I'm going under. That's why I'm sitting here, and that's why you're sitting there. That's also why you're sitting in the game, you know, in the booth calling the game this weekend, and I'm not. But pertaining to gambling, that's why this segment has my name on it. I'm going under, and let me tell you why. Listen, Clemson, they're on autopilot. They'll flex early. They'll jump on them early. And then I think what's going to happen is they'll throttle back a little bit. I don't think that they need to show too much. Now, Georgia Tech, not terrible. They beat Florida State by 3. Georgia Tech did. They're 2-2 on the season. They got crushed by Syracuse, which is not good for anybody's resume. I'm going to take under 63.5 in the neighborhood. I think a Smurf with this damn thing slipping off my bald head. There's no hair. There's nothing. There's no traction on slipping up. I'm going to take the under because I think that Clemson wins 50-10. 50-13. Wow, if it's 50-13, I'd win by a half a point. Give me the under 63.5, Clemson at Georgia Tech. Let's go. All right, Teak, you ready for some NFL? Ready for a little shield action, Teak?
All right, let's do it.
Let's go. I'm going to go back-to-back unders. I've never done that. Lions are at the Jaguars. Now, the Lions are 1-3, Jaguars 1-4. It almost doesn't matter. What does matter is that both teams are in the bottom third in yards per play. That means it's going to take them a long time to get the 100 yards to get into the end zone. And when that happens, tick-tick, Berman, tick-tick, 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 there's going to be a lot of stalled drives. There's going to be a lot of punts. Now, they're bad teams, so there might be some broken plays as well. But I look at the over-unders before I even look at the point spreads. I don't think I've ever said that. That's the first thing I look at. And that just seems a little high. I'm going under. South to 54 and a hook. Give me the under Lions and the Jaguars. Let's go. All right. Titans are good. Texans are not. Texans had a little energy because they have a new coach, and they couldn't stand their last one. That's why they got to win. They're not going to win this game. They're playing at Tennessee. And here's why they're not going to win. And it's a nominal lay, by the way. The number's 3.5 points. Yeah, maybe shave it down. Anytime you get three or inside, of course you do it, if you know what I mean. But the Texans are 31st in the NFL in run defense. They give up 160 yards a game. I mean, Derrick Henry, look what he did to Josh Norman. He might pick up the entire defense and mush 11 guys at once. They can't stop the run if they know it's coming. And with Tennessee, you know that it's coming. Lay the 3.5 points. Tannehill's playing out of his mind. Brown is back healthy. Just listen, they're a good, good team. Don't overthink this. Texans are not good. Tennessee minus 3.5. Tennessee minus 3.5. All right. Let's wet the whistle for a sec. Give me a minute. All right, you ready? Teak, I got you Giants on the board. Now, which way you think I'm going to go with your G-man? Am I going to go favorably or negatively? How am I feeling with
you're
the Giants?
You're going favorably. They scored 31 points last week.
Yes, I am going favorably. Giants laying 2.5 points. They host the Washington football team. Now, we've had Joe Judge on the show a few times. I've tweeted a few very complimentary things about Judge, even in this little, not little, they're 0-5, this the extended malaise to start the season. If Joe Judge doesn't, this is the kind of game that Joe has to win for Giant fans to say, all right, I know it's a rough year, but come on, you're supposed to win this game. And I think they're going to win. They showed a lot of spunk and a lot of heart, and more importantly, a lot of offensive proficiency against Dallas. They got hosed on that ridiculous illegal shift call, which would have been a great play on the fake field goal. They had another one taken back with Slayton. I'm not saying Giants are going to kill them. I'm not going to go that nuts because I don't know if they'll kill anybody. The Giants will get their first win of the season, take Big Blue, lay the 2.5. Giants win number one over Washington. Let's go. All right, the Bears, plus 1 in Carolina. Matt Rhule doing a great job. Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson, number one in Yak. Number one. Jets don't bring him back. He goes to Panthers. Now he's a legitimate number one receiver. It's amazing. The Panthers are pretty good. They're 3-2. The Bears are 4-1. Here's the difference. I'm taking the Bears. I like the Bears. I like this team. And I think what's happening now for Chicago is that they're transitioning. And I've used this expression before. They're going from hoping to win to expecting to win a little bit. There's a little, not arrogance, but a little confidence, a little conviction, a little belief. Now the Bears look around and say, yo, why can't we win 11 games? Why? We're a playoff team. Look at some of these bums around us in the NFC. Panthers are bums. They're actually a lot further ahead of schedule. I've got a lot of respect for their program. I want a Matt Rhule to coach my team or the Giants. I love that guy. But the Bears will win. Panthers will keep it tight. Bears getting a point? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something here, but I'm going to take Chicago plus 1. All right, here's something that doesn't happen very often. The Browns winning in Pittsburgh. Not going to happen this week either. Baker's a little bit banged up. Happy Odell's COVID test came back negative. That's great. Browns are balling. Browns are a playoff team. I told you this in August. Tiki agreed. They're 4-1. Good for you. It ends this week. I'm going to take the Steelers, who are 4-0, and now they've got, you know, Claypool's on tape, and eventually Juju's gonna pop. Their defense is terrific. And if Chubb's playing this game, I don't touch this game. I would not bet this game. I would not play this game. But I'm going to take the Steel Dogs, who I've ridden a few times this year, and they have actually treated me well. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to lay the 3.5 points. I'm going to like it. I'm going to like it, and I like the way it feels. I like the way it sounds. Give me Pittsburgh. Nominal lay 3.5. I know it's a divisional game. I get that. Give me Pittsburgh to cover and to win the game. All right. The team I don't mention anymore. That team, those losers, those pitiful, pathetic chumps that play in the stadium that Tiki's team plays in too. Oh, my God. They are 9.5-point dogs. You know what? They should be 30-point dogs because they can't do a damn thing right. They can't score. They can't stop you. Now they've got an embattled head coach who everybody wants gone, including me. And now they just had a guy. Whether or not Le'Veon Bell played well, he didn't because he wasn't used properly. But guys respect Le'Veon Bell because they grew up playing Madden. They're like, geez, you sent this guy packing. What the hell does it mean for my future of the team that I don't mention anymore? So they're going to get destroyed. They stink. Miami laid the 9.5 points easily. And how about this for the Dolphins' point of view? They are 8th in red zone touchdown efficiency rate. They get inside the red zone. They don't kick field goals. They score touchdowns. That's how you blow out a bad team. And that team that I root for, they're beyond bad. They're morbid. Take the Dolphins, lay the heavy stuff. All right, one more, Teague. Dallas, where's my wife, the Cowboys fan? Honey, I'm going to play Dallas. Tinky, you know me. Dallas hosting the Cardinals. It's a 1.5-point spread. Cowboys are favored. What do you think I'm going to do?
Take the Cowboys.
That's right. My partner knows me well.
I do.
I'm taking Dallas. You
Andy
know why?
Andy Dalton's a vet.
There we go, brother. You nailed it. I've got a lot more respect for Andy Dalton than the dopes who try to, you know, marginalize a pretty damn good career. You got Gallup. You got Zeke. You got Lamb. You got Cooper. You got a win under your belt. You got some reps under your belt, so Andy Dalton shouldn't be rusty. I'm taking the Cowboys. Now, by the way, I do like the Cardinals, but Chandler Jones gone for the season. That's problematic. Andy Dalton doesn't move well, obviously. So without Chandler Jones, you know, wreaking further havoc on the pocket, he's not going to have to do things that makes Andy Dalton uncomfortable, all right? So I think Dallas gets the win, +1.5. I'm going to take Dallas. Again, I don't know, maybe like that Bears team, I'm kind of seeing something that's not there, but I'm taking Dallas. All right, here we go. In summation, the Pitt Panthers, +13.5. They will hang with, I don't know if they'll win, they will hang with Miami. They'll cover the number. Army, -7.5. Go out to San Antonio, whatever their nickname is. They'll beat them. UTSA. Army will win, and they'll win by 7.5. Lay it. Clemson at Georgia Tech. Oh, what time is it? Oh, we got a break soon. Over under 63.5. I'm going under in that game. I'm also going under Lions at the Jaguars. That number is 54.5. So I'm going to stay under back to back. Texans at the Titans. Give me Tennessee -3.5. They'll run roughshod on this defense. They can't stop anybody. Joe Judge gets his first W of the season. Giants -2.5. They'll beat Washington. Bears +1. They'll win straight up at Carolina. Give me the Steelers to win by more than 3.5. They'll host the Browns, and they'll get it done. The Miami Dolphins will whack that pitiful team that I root for. Lay as much as you have to. Whatever. 9.5. Swallow it. Dolphins win going away. And the Cowboys. Honey, you hear that? It'll be a good weekend in the house. Your Cowboys are going to win. Dallas +1.5. To beat the Cardinals. There it is, week 6. Obviously, I always tell you, be smart, be sensible. Don't waste money you don't have. It's gambling for a reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.